My guest at this time is Virginia Republican Congressman Morgan Griffith. He is a freshman representing the Old Dominion's 9th Congressional District. He joins us now to talk about the legislation that he is sponsoring related to rolling back some Environmental Protection Agency regulations. We also want to get his thoughts to what President Obama had to say today about the unfolding controversy about over half a billion dollars of taxpayer money going to fund the solar panel giant company known as Solyndra, only to watch the company fall into bankruptcy. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be with you again. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I've had a chance to talk to some of your colleagues about a number of different pieces of legislation this week related to rolling back EPA regulations from pesticides in water to cement manufacturing and others. Yours relates to EPA emission requirements on boiler plants. What exactly is the EPA trying to do here?
Well, they brought out some new regulations back in March. It covers basically four areas that deal with boilers and industrial incinerators. And so what we are trying to do is to say, hey, wait a minute, you need to take another look at these. We want to slow it down. We want to put, you know, this into a real-world context and give more time. It doesn't say we shouldn't do regulations, but it says you should study for an additional 15 months, come out with regulations that meet real-world requirements for real-world jobs, and then instead of 3 years to comply, give the businesses 5 years to comply. Many of the businesses that came in and testified, and hospitals and universities and colleges and so forth, say, look, we just can't do it in that time period.
And what are the current emission standards, and what explanation is the EPA given for needing to make them more stringent?
Well, this is under the Clean Air Act, and what has happened is that they've been working on these for a number of years. They came out with regulations in 2004. An environmental group sued, and the court said you've got to go back and redo these, and so this is why they've come out with these. And in fact, the EPA on two of the four said, look, we don't think this is going to work. We want to take another look at it ourselves. And they did an administrative review, which they're supposed to conclude by the end of this month. But in reality, we believe that it'll be pretty much the same, and we think they need some congressional definitions put in there that basically say, okay, take and make this real world, not in some kind of ivory tower world. But, you know, looking at the fact that not every district, every plant location is going to be the same, and you're going to have different requirements that may take longer in some areas than you do in others.
Just for reference for our listeners, the legislation is H.R. 2250. It's known as the EPA Regulatory Relief Act. And one thing I'm noticing here, Congressman, on this legislation as well as some others, that one of the hallmarks is to have the EPA delay the imposition of any new regulations for 15 months. So what's magical about the 15-month barrier here?
Well, I don't know if there's anything magic about it, but while this was in the court system, the EPA asked for an additional 15 months to review the data and to take a look at it. And so we feel like if that's the number that they pick to look at it, it's probably the number we ought to pick. I don't know if there's anything magic about it. And I should mention, too, for those who are listening, that this is actually a bipartisan bill. We have 126 co-patrons on the bill, or co-sponsors on the bill, of which 25 of them are Democrats.
What's the impact cost-wise, jobs-wise, paperwork, time-wise, if this does not get changed?
Well, you know, there's always competing experts, but the ones that I like to look at are the people who actually own the boilers, and the boiler owners have indicated that it could impact as many as 130,000 jobs in the country, and it's 200,000 boilers that would be impacted. And, you know, a lot of times they want to depict this as, you know, big business. But we had Notre Dame come in and testify on this, and they put the best technology they could put together in 2004 to meet the 2004 standards. They spent $20 million, and they don't meet the new regs. And so, you know, we've got a serious problem that is going to affect a lot of people and a lot of jobs out there.
And status report for our listeners, from what I'm told, there were some amendments today and then a final vote early next week. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. We've got a fair number of amendments yet to go. I think we had about 23 amendments total, and we got about half of them done today. We'll get the other half done Tuesday afternoon and hopefully vote Tuesday evening.
And where can folks learn more about what you're proposing here in the bill?
Well, they certainly can look at the legislation. They can go to our official website and see some of the clips that I'm in, or they can, I would assume, some of it may be rerun on C-SPAN over the weekend.
Let's move on to one other issue. As I mentioned in the open, Congressman, our regular listeners will know that you and I have spoken a number of times about the House investigation into the loan guarantee program with Solyndra, over $500 million of taxpayer money. You're on the Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee of the Energy and Commerce Committee, so you've had a chance to investigate this more than most of your colleagues even. Today at his press conference, President Obama was asked about the Solyndra issue and the controversy that has ensued. His quotes are as follows. We knew from the start that the loan guarantee program was going to entail some risk by definition. He says the overall portfolio has been successful. He went on to say there are going to be some companies that did not work out. Solyndra was one of them. And he went on to say, all I can say is that the Department of Energy made these decisions based on their best judgment about what makes sense. From what you've uncovered, how do you react to that statement?
Well, it just doesn't look like it was good judgment on the part of the Department of Energy and the Obama administration to lend the money in the first place. But, I think people need to focus in not just on the $535 million, which I believe was they did the loan guarantee in a negligent way. They didn't do their due diligence. That's my opinion. But I think they also need to focus on the fact that just this January they subordinated $75 million of taxpayer money in what I believe was an illegal action. They already knew that the emails make it clear that the administration was warned that this company was likely to go bankrupt, and yet they put us in the back seat when we should have been in the front seat on trying to collect on that money. And I think that's personally unconscionable that they did that, and I think we need to get more records and documents on that. Further, we were told repeatedly, even after the Department of Energy knew that Solyndra was in serious trouble, we were told they were in good health. We'd like to take a look at the entire portfolio to see if we've got some other companies out there that perhaps loans were not done in the proper manner or not without the right diligence in trying to see if these were good loans. And we've been told that they haven't subordinated any other loans, but did they consider subordinating any other loans in violation of the law? And I'd like to see that data. My understanding is that there's a letter coming out from the committee asking for that information sometime today or tomorrow, and we want to see all these records because certainly don't have any confidence right now in the Department of Energy's loan guarantee program that they're doing their due diligence.
Virginia Congressman Morgan Griffith represents his state's 9th Congressional District. He's a freshman, serves on the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.